Bimbo, look.
There, hi, folks. I'm here today to support L585 and to support you folks here at DMR. And my name is Bimbo Look, and I'm from Jonesport. And I am fifth generation in my company, OWMBS Look Company in Jonesport, and I am the chairman of the Board of Selectmen of Jonesport. And I just want to make everybody understand my reputation and my family's reputation isn't for sale. We've been around. We've stood the test of time. And I'm not about to jump in bed with someone and rape the shores of Jonesport. That's not what I'm or my family stands for. We're not in that business. I was approached like 8 years ago by Acadian Sea Plants and asked to help them with the harvest of rockweed in Jonesport and surrounding area. And I didn't immediately give them an answer. I told them, you know, I wanted to look into the industry because I didn't want to become involved, and I didn't want my company to become involved with a unsustainable practice that was going to, in some of the words here I heard today, rape the coast of Maine. And I'd done some homework on Acadian Sea Plants. I did homework on rockweed itself and how it's harvested around the world. There's four or five other places in the world that I know of that's harvested rockweed for hundreds of years. And I wanted to make sure before I became involved with it and before my company became involved with it that it was sustainable. We've been in the lobster business since 1910. I don't want to jeopardize the lobster business. You know, that's what Maine's all about. And my company would not be here if it wasn't for the lobster industry. That's what we do. We've done for years and years and years. So I didn't want to jeopardize any of the fisheries in Jonesport. Today, tomorrow, down the road, I don't want to do that. And I won't be involved in an industry that won't. Now, we've been harvesting in Jonesport. I've been involved for 8 years. Acadia has been harvesting in Jonesport for 10 years. Now, you can go, and I'd welcome anyone that would like to come and look us over. Our rockweed is healthier, I think, today than it was 10 years ago. Since I've been involved, we got healthy rockweed. And my point is, when you're looking in the future, and I'm not a scientist, it's sometimes difficult to determine what you're going to do to an industry. And the skeptics and the people that don't agree with what you're doing, everybody has a different target that they hit. But 10 years of harvesting in Jonesport, we have history. We have 10 years. The lobster industry in Jonesport, and as well as the Maine coast, we've had three banner years, bang, bang, bang. If that's, if that's caused by rockweed harvest, then, you know, I'm just saying that we have a sustainable thing. And the science is there, and if we can build the regulation and build the sustainable industry that 585 is bringing to us, we have a potential of putting a plant. God, I'd like to see a plant right in Jonesport to take care of the rock. We currently transport it to New Brunswick. I'd like to do it in Maine. And if we don't pass legislation like this, and we don't look to sustain and be good stewards of our marine resources, you know, we're not going to enjoy that. And that's what 585 does, and I support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Thank you very much.